Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jim Cantarucci back on the show. Jim is an executive coach and a consultant, an author, a speaker. He's the founder of Traditional Management Advisors. He's the author of Personal Brilliance, and golly, I don't know how many other entrepreneurial, great entrepreneurial things he has done, but he's always a great guest for us and a good friend, has been now for 10 years, and today he wants to talk about wisdom, which is a very important topic. Jim Cantarucci, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be with you, as always.
Always a pleasure to have you back. So, wisdom is something that it's like, it's almost like in the eye of the beholder, isn't it? Wisdom. Some people think wisdom. Some people confuse knowledge for wisdom, right?
Yeah, knowledge. If I made a list of words that described wisdom, I would say knowledge would be one. Judgment mm-hmm. would be one. Experience. And how about the age-old common sense?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of wisdom as well. When I think of wisdom, Jim, I recall as a young boy sitting on my grandmother's porch. She had immigrated to America, and she sat on the porch and told me stories. And that was wisdom to me. And so I always think of it that way, that experience, that knowing which direction to take, et cetera, coming from those deep experiences. I'm looking to replicate that in our business environment,
mm-hmm.
right? That's what we're after.
You know, a few decades ago, I started thinking about this concept of wisdom. And what I came up with was that, you know, in any given day, you're stimulated to take action by something that appeals to your brain, to your mind. Or you might be stimulated by something that appeals to your heart. Or you might feel a decision in your gut, right? Your head, your heart, and your gut. Three different motivations for making decisions, right?
Right.
To me, wisdom is knowing which one of those to listen to. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Should I follow my head, or should I follow my heart, or should I follow my gut?
Right. And I think in those situations where we're debating the direction that the decision should come from, it's the perspective that we're looking for. The ability to look at it from above, from afar,
mm-hmm.
and to extract ourselves and our emotions from that decision and be able to bring that to the table.
So in those cases, it helps if you've got a past experience to call on, doesn't it? Because
right,
perspective is not two-dimensional, it's three-dimensional.
Exactly. And now the thing, when we think about wisdom, we also think of age. You know, my grandmother, right? Somebody that's old and has been through it. Wisdom doesn't necessarily come with age. You know, we always hear the term, he's wise for his years.
Right.
You know, a young person can be just as wise. And so
mm-hmm.
looking for where that wisdom is coming from is an interesting thing, and we should be open-minded for that.
So what is your experience with wisdom?
Well, I one experience that really hit home for me, I was the president of an industry association, and I was on the board. And in our board meetings, we always had a past president there at the meeting. And when we would come up with a great idea, that past president would weigh in. And their job really was to provide wisdom.
And perspective.
And they gave us advice about the history of the past actions and what happened and how it worked.
Mm-hmm.
And we had their experience. Now, I heard that that approach no longer was in place with the board. And being an old past president, I went to a board meeting. It was interesting. In that meeting I attended, I heard three things that the board was pursuing, and they had no knowledge of how those
wow.
very same approaches were applied in the past and what worked and what didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And they simply were lacking the wisdom. Now, we have to look at problem solving.
What did you do? Did you help them? Did you inject yourself into that?
Well, I did. And what I was doing when I was doing that was very purposeful. I was modeling the behavior of the role of that past president
giving
the wisdom, right?
Right?
I wasn't a naysayer. I didn't say, oh, we've tried that and it didn't work, right? But I was able to provide some insights and some wisdom to the point where they said, hey, you know, we really could use that. Because I think when we problem solve, we should be 360 about it. Look
mm-hmm.
in all directions.
Mm-hmm.
One of those inputs should be wisdom. And I think our board at that time just had forgotten about that key input to the problem solving process.
And when we come back after these messages, we're going to talk about wisdom, especially as it relates to managing the young folks. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.